New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has directed state agencies to increase their contracts with certified women and minority-owned businesses. But some areas of the state, like the Adirondacks, are challenged to find enough qualifying businesses. New York Senator Betty Little spearheaded a forum in Lake Placid recently about the New York State Women and Minority-Owned Business Program.
We need more certified minority and women-owned businesses in the North Country. We have the businesses, but they weren't certified.
What has been the challenge or been preventing the women-owned businesses and minorities from getting certified?
It was a long process. For some, it was taking a year. And really, there wasn't anybody up here helping them with it. And I think that what Carol showed today is how to procure some of the contracts.
Adirondack Economic Development Corporation, based in Saranac Lake, is a New York State Entrepreneurship Assistance Program Center with a program goal to certify women and minority-owned businesses in the region. Executive Director Jim Murphy.
Governor Cuomo in New York State has basically decreed that at least 20% of any state contract has to go to a women and minority certified business. So there's a huge economic opportunity because, especially in our region, we are definitely top heavy with public entities. We have colleges, schools, prisons, all of these governmental agencies located up here, ORDA. Now, the problem is we have to connect that opportunity to local women and minority businesses, because otherwise the people getting those contracts are from out of the area and the benefit leaks away from us.
And that's something even towns and villages are encountering. Tupper Lake Mayor Paul Maroon attended the forum to find out about contracting options.
If we don't have a minority firm, we may have to order printing that a minority firm has out in Rochester, because we don't have enough minority businesses in the North Country to handle the amount of work that the village of Tupper Lake has, the town of Tupper Lake has, the county of Franklin has. It's very important that we get more minority business owners in the North Country region so that we can keep our money in the North Country versus going out to Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, or even in a lot of cases, we have to partner up with consultants from New York City to meet the state law.
Often the problem is not a lack of available businesses, but rather the availability of certified businesses. Stark's Gravel and Excavation LLC owner Judy Stark is not yet certified.
I know the general contractor has had to go elsewhere on a job that I was already working at. And if I were certified, it would meet his requirements and it would up my portion of the job. He has to look elsewhere to get the minority part because I'm not certified. I'm women-owned, but I'm not certified.
Sounds like you're going to move in that direction.
Yes, I am.
Author Dr. Pat O'Gorman is starting an education and training consulting firm in Saranac Lake.
It's very hard to know where the opportunities are. And when I was certified last time, because I did have twins in between, people would contact me, I would contact them. It's a way of networking. And this whole field of any sort of procurement has become so complicated and so detailed that you need ways of accessing the system, and the system needs to have you identified to access them. Otherwise, it's literally looking for that needle in a haystack. At least here are connecting lines.
The state representative presenting the forum declined to be interviewed because she had not received prior authorization from the state press office. A link to information is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.